Hello and welcome to an Australian Family Physician online podcast. I'm Zara Margolis. Associate Professor Grant Blaschke is a co-author of the article Genetics in General Practice. You can find a full copy of the article in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician.
Grant, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, great to be here.
How has the medical community's understanding of the human genome and the genetic contributions to disease changed over the past few decades?
Look, I think genetics has certainly changed a lot. I remember when I was a medical student some few decades ago, there was some pretty basic genetics in our medical training, but really a lot of it was just beginning to unfold. And I guess there's been huge leaps in our understanding of the human genome and the genetic base some diseases, and so there's really been, a very major development in the last few decades in our knowledge.
What are some of the common genetic issues that arise in general practice clinical consultations?
Yeah, well, look, that's exactly, your question's exactly why we tried to put this paper together. I work as a GP, and I'm not particularly an expert in genetics, but I had noticed, particularly over the last couple of years, that I was getting more consultations where there was some sort of genetic issue which was coming up. So, for example, I had some patients come in with some queries about hemochromatosis, and, if they had family members with hemochromatosis, what it meant for them. And of course, there's been a lot of concern amongst patients about breast cancer risk and the implications of breast cancer genes and what might be their risk. I think it's fair to say some of the sort of high profile discussions in the media we find in general practice can really stir up interest in the community, and certainly with Angelina Jolie and talking about breast cancer, we had a real rush of patients sort of asking about that. So there's certainly been an increase in interest in the community, and it's something that seems to be creeping more and more into general practice consultations.
In what clinical scenarios then would it be appropriate for general practitioners to suggest genetic testings for patients or referral to one of the various specialist genetic services?
Well, I guess that's really the main aim of our paper is to try and create some alarm bells or some red flags for GPs to go, this consultation's easy, maybe I should get some genetic advice here. And one of the tools that we've provided in this paper is a newly validated tool from some work by John Emery, who's one of the co-authors in the paper, and it's called the Family Health Questionnaire. Now, if you're like me in general practice, my family history, I must confess, has been fairly cursory. So, amongst the hustle and bustle of general practice, I'll say to someone, by the way, does anything run in your family, diabetes, epilepsy, anything like that? That's pretty much my family history, if I'm brutally honest. And so I think one of the great strengths of having this family health questionnaire is that there's a list of 9 questions which are really targeted to the common sorts of family hereditary issues that GPs might think of. So, for instance, it asks patients about heart disease, diabetes, risks from many of the cancers in the family, so melanoma, bowel cancers, prostate, ovarian, breast cancers. Because it does it in a systematic way and really asks people to think about, parents, children, brothers, sisters, grandparents, aunts, uncles, it really makes people consider what their family risk. So that's a great first step to identify some people that might have something running in their family.
If GPs do decide to request a genetic test, what type of tests are available to them?
Well, it's interesting. I think that if we just zoom out for a moment, I think with a lot of complex diseases or clinical situations, there's always this line in and between what a GP feels they can manage and at what point they say, oh, look, I better get some specialist advice here. And I guess genetics is no different to that. And there is a level of complexity with a lot of the genetics issues where, you know, before you're managing anything too in-depth, you want to make sure you've really got a handle on what's going on. So at the moment, there are some genetic tests which are funded medical benefits scheme, you know, things like particularly the genes around hemochromatosis, which is, I think, a fairly common issue, and there are requirements for that to be funded, which are outlined in the paper. So, you know, there are a few issues that GPs can test for. Another one that comes up is if you've got a patient who you think might have a blood clotting problem, you can actually arrange some genetic tests like factor 5 and other tests. So there are a few tests that GPs can arrange. But I think it's also really important for GPs to be aware of what sort of genetic services are around as well.
And what are some of those, if you can just mention those briefly?
Yeah, look, I think in general, most states have a genetic services available, and patients can be referred to those, and also the GPs can ring up and get some advice and talk through a clinical scenario and get some feedback on what they might do with that particular scenario. So there are some services around genetic counsellors and geneticists that GPs can refer to.
What issues, if any, can arise in terms of ensuring patients and their families adequately understand what is involved in genetic testing?
Look, that's a great question, because I think that as GPs, we're really used to providing feedback to patients about investigation results. I mean, a fair slice of our day is actually giving results to patients and explaining what they mean. It's fair to say, I think in the case of genetic tests, there are extra considerations and implications that the GP should be aware of. For instance, obviously there's potential family implications, and so a positive genetic test for a particular problem in one family member might have implications for other family members. I think also patients need to be aware that, you know, if they have life insurance, for example, or they're planning to change their life insurance, that they would need to declare any tests that they've had, and so this is something well worth thinking about. Another issue, I guess, which is really important to think about is the level of sort of anxiety and worry that having genetic tests may have on a person. And this is well worth considering, particularly if you might be testing for something for which you can't really alter the prognosis or do much about. So all these things, I think, need to be really carefully considered before embarking on genetic testing in patients.
How well placed then are general practitioners to begin integrating many genetics issues into routine consultations?
Well, I'm very biased. I think we're the common sense in the health system, because we're not limited by a particular patient demographic or one disease group. So that makes us really, able to integrate things. Obviously, we look after families over a long period of time. We know communities. And this sort of knowledge is also immensely valuable with genetic issues. A fair bit of our work is actually about prevention, of course, you know, preventing heart disease, preventing cancers. So there's a really nice fit with integrating this sort of information into general practice. I think it's inevitable just because of the scale, the populations that our new understanding of genetics is going to impact upon, that we'll need to engage primary care and general practice very actively. So I think general practice is going to look quite different, I think, in a couple of decades. I have a sense, or, you know, that genetics will be part of our sort of day-to-day work. And I hope so. I think it will be a really interesting part of GP work.
Are there any other things that you think may be in the foreseeable future for genetic testing and its role in general practice?
Well, I guess there's something else that I might raise just as a caution. So increasingly what we've been seeing, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but there is some what's called genetic profiling, where there's some direct-to-consumer marketing of genetic testing to the community. And I guess just a warning, if it comes up with patients, is currently the NHMRC has really warned against patients embarking on this without seriously considering the insurance and privacy and emotional considerations. And I think this is good advice. This is sort of new territory, and there's an immense amount of data, and I think people need to be a little bit cautious with the overhyped media before they launch in and get these direct-to-consumer genetic profile tests.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Look, as I said, I'm not a genetics expert, and I was really lucky to work with my co-authors, Sylvia Metcalf, who's Professor in Medical Genetics at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, and Professor John Emery, he's Professor of Primary Care Research at Melbourne Uni. And both of them have got serious track records in genetics and really quite in-depth knowledge. So I must admit this was quite an educational process for me. And hopefully I've brought a sort of a real GP eye to it, so that it tackles the issues that GPs are thinking about. One of the things we did a lot of work on was this enormous table that was so enormous that, in fact, Australian Family Physician said, listen, we can't print a six-page table. So it actually links to the online version for readers. But what we did was we pulled together information from the NHMRC's Genetics at a Glance document, which is very good, and also the RACGP's Red Book, the excellent guide on preventative activities. And we've done this mega table which looks at all the common scenarios that GPs might think of that prompt genetic testing, from heart disease, diabetes, bowel cancer, hypercholesterolemia, just to mention a few. So I hope this is going to be a useful resource, and look forward to really sort of watching this space and how it evolves into primary care over the next few decades.
Well, Grant, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
You can find Associate Professor Grant Blaschke's article, Genetics in General Practice, in the July 2014 edition of Australian Family Physician, as well as online at www.racgp.org.au/AFP.